Good morning. So good to see you today. So brave you came out in this giant storm. So let's take a moment to just close our eyes. Tune in to our breath and set the stage for an amazing practice this morning. Listen to your breath. And in this season of giving and celebrating, give this practice to yourself today as a gift. Wrap it up in your breath. And let every pose be a celebration. Celebrate how great it feels to be in each pose. Celebrate the way each pose affects you, your body, your emotions, your energy. And let's remember that this practice is about releasing those things that fog our inner vision and coming eventually back to our very best self. So honor your body, practice in the way that feels right and good for you. Rest anytime you'd like. Set your own pace, your own intensity. Let's begin our movement now by releasing our neck and allowing our head to flow side to side. Coming back to center now, let's take hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now gather the distractions of your life and cup them in your hands. And with an inhale, reach them up to the sky, and exhale, let them go. And then for a few more breaths, gather those distractions, cup them in your hands, and release them. One more time. Erase the distractions from your mind and heart. And then with an exhale, hands return again back to our heart. So let's let our practice today flow from our heart through our body like a prayer. Now inhale, circle arms to the sky. And with an exhale, let's fold our body to a forward bend. Our hands reach out to the mat in front of us. Our fingers open wide. We step feet back now. Let's tuck our toes and reach our hips to the sky as we push away from our hands. Downward facing dog. All 10 fingers connecting to the mat, creating a long line down our back and arms as we push away from those 10 fingers. Now in this downward facing dog, lift high on your toes. And then lower one heel at a time toward the ground. On these cold mornings, we feel a tightness in our body, particularly in our legs. So go side to side and begin to release some of that stiffness from your body. Now let's walk hands back to the feet. Planting our feet on the mat now, we pour our body down our legs. A standing forward bend. Let this relaxing forward bend send a message to every cell in your body. I'm letting go, relaxing. Feel your feet make footprints in your mat. And with each footprint we make in our mat, we learn something about our body, about ourselves. Now let hands return to the mat. Walking hands forward, we bring ourselves back again to downward facing dog. And then from here we lay knees to the mat. Sinking down onto our heels with an inhale, let's spread our arms up and wide. A nice big heart opening. Exhale, bow forward. And let yourself flow. A dance of movement and breath. One more inhale that opens your heart fully. And one more exhale brings us to child's pose. Take a moment to sink into your child's pose a little bit, finding a wonderful, comfortable place that you can return to anytime. Child's pose is always available, ready to welcome you back. But for now, we move on. Fingers open wide, our toes curl under. Our hips point to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back to the mat. Let's step the left foot up to meet the right. And with an inhale, we rise on the wings of our breath. Exhale, hands flow back to the mat. And let's step the right foot back. Lay the right knee down, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back to the mat, we step back. And with an inhale, we take our shoulders up over our wrists, kneeling plank. Elbows in, exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lifting the heart, cobra. And exhale, back to child's pose. Let's take that once more. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Tuck the toes, point hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Left foot steps forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale, come floating down. Let's step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, catch a wave all the way up. Exhale, ride that wave back to the mat. Hands to the mat, left leg reaching back. With knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhale. Hands reach to the mat again, we step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now let yourself just flow, aligning movement to the rhythm of your breath. Warming our body up deliberately, gradually. A warm body can safely explore the poses to come. Ride one more flow. Follow that flow back again to child's pose. Once we've all found our way to child's pose, we'll move on together. And with fingers spread open wide, again we curl our toes under. We reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Now releasing arms to our sides, with an inhale, let's take our shoulders up toward our ears, then back and down. Now roll the shoulders bigger and bigger and bigger. Soon the arms begin to roll into circles. Now with the biggest circle yet, reach to the sky, let your arms open wide, heart lifted. Body says yes. Inhale, reach up. Exhaling, hands to the heart, let's step to the very front of our mat, sun salutation. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Exhale, slide the hips back now, chair pose. And then with an inhale, we reach up again. Here, adding a trace of a back bend if that feels good for your back. And with an exhale, we dive into a forward bend. Inhaling, lift up halfway to a flat back. And then exhale, let's place hands on the mat. We'll step our right foot back. Straight leg or kneeling lunge. Choose what fits your body best. Inhaling to the sky again. Exhaling back to the earth. Stepping back. Straight leg or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take an exhale back again to down dog, where we'll launch our right leg up into the air. Now let's step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, come back to the mat again. Let's step forward. Inhale, we reach to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, arms, heart lifted to the sky. Back bend if you love it here. And then exhale, gliding down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands again to the mat. Now left leg reaches back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, circling arms back down, we'll step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's exhale, flowing back to down dog. Left foot reaches to the clouds in the sky. Let's step the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, back down again as we step forward. Inhale, catch a wave. Exhale, chair. Inhale, point to the sky. Enjoy that back bend if you want to. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let's take hands to the mat as we walk our feet back and return again to downward facing dog. Here, take a moment to just be with your breath, to be with your body, to feel what it feels like to be awakened. Let every pose be a celebration. Let every pose come from your heart, through your body, like a prayer. So now with our warm body, we move into our standing flow. Let's begin by reaching right leg to the sky. Now we'll step our right foot forward. Planting back foot to the mat, we reach to the sky. Warrior one. Feet planted on the mat. Front knee lunges forward as we reach to the sky. Breathe in, breathe out. A celebration. Let this warrior one celebrate those people who've gone before, who were warriors, who stood up for what they believed in, to make a path for the rest of us to follow. Now arms reach out to the sides. Let's wrap the right arm over the left, either hugging the shoulders or taking the arms from eagle pose. You can maintain your warrior one legs, or you can even step onto the right leg, weaving the left leg around the right to take the full eagle pose. Feel the upper back opening as your elbows lift higher. Be the king of the birds, strong and powerful as you perch high above everything around you. A focus that's deep. Now, if legs are wound together, let's unwind. Return to the warrior one in your legs. And let's reach arms to the sky. Exhale, hands come behind our back now. Fingers lace together and roll the arm bones back this time. Now opening the front of our body deeply. Let the best of you shine forward. Release hands, let them float to the sky. And with an exhale, come all the way down to the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to down dog. From here, we take a look up to our hands as we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, lifts us to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky again and roll into that back bend if you want to. Exhale, sailing down. Inhale, the halfway lift. Exhale, let's take hands to the mat. Let's reach our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So start each pose with a foundation. In this pose, you can choose to have the back knee up or down. What's the foundation that helps you feel steady here? From the foundation, find the center strength in your body so that you can allow a softness around it. Let your heart lift and open. Breathe and explore. What does it feel like to be in this pose today? Physically, energetically, emotionally. Now hands come to the heart, let's twist. We'll wrap our right elbow across our left knee as we hug our body close. Lengthen before twisting. And then when you're as long as you can be, let your heart roll open to the left. Now make this the twist your body loves the most. Some will spread arms open wide, some will keep a prayer in the hands. Some will take the back knee to the mat. Whatever option feels right for you is right where you should be. Now let your twist unwind. Hands come to the mat as we build strength in our legs. Lower and lift the back knee. Now depending on how you're feeling today, you can keep hands here or you can explore less support from your hands. Maybe taking hands to the knee or the heart or even the sky. But let your breath help guide you. Not going farther than your breath allows. Maintaining that steady, deep rhythm. And then hands return to the mat where we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now let's reach our left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, let's reach up again, warrior one. This time, the celebration is you. You are the hero of your story. You too are a warrior who can stand up for what you believe in, who can inspire others to do the same. Feel that inside of you. Celebrate it with every breath. Arms reach out to the sides, left arm crossing the right. Take the shoulders or the arms from eagle pose. Stay with warrior one in your legs or step into the full eagle, wrapping the right leg around the left. Feel your white head, noble, lifted. Now unwind the legs if they're together, step back. Reach arms to the sky. Exhale, hands float behind the back. Where we lace fingers together, rolling our shoulders back. Let your heart shine forward. Beautiful, full opening of the front body. And then release hands, let them float to the sky. Exhale, return hands to the mat again. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, let's go back to down dog. From here, we look to our hands as we again walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, be lifted on breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale to the sky. Here's that back bend if you like it. Exhale, flowing deeply down. Inhale, peek to the horizon. Exhale, hands to the mat. Now our left leg steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Foundation. Center of strength. Heart lifted and opened. And then we breathe, we explore. We take in all the wonderful gifts of this pose. Our side body lengthening. As we open the channels for our energy to flow, like a stream that gets clogged with debris, our energy gets stagnant with the stress we build up in our body. But also like the stream, when we free ourselves of that stress, we flow clear and clean. Hands to the heart, let's twist. Left elbow across the right leg, snuggle your body in. Lengthen forward and then twist to the left or the right. Like a vine wrapped around a trellis, make your twist the one your body loves. Unwinding the twist now, hands to the mat. Lower and lift the back knee. Use the level of support from your hands that seems right for today. Be guided by your breath. By your heart, not by your mind. The ego wants to take hands to the sky, but that might not be where you should be today. And now let's step our way back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to down dog. Let's reach our right leg up into the sky. Bring the right knee to the chest now, shifting forward. Plank or kneeling plank with the right knee and right foot hovering over the ground. Now pull that right leg in close to your body. Bring the hips down in line with the shoulders. It's a plank pose. And then send right leg to the sky. Let your right hip roll open. Bend the knee. Let your knee point to the sky. Now circle that knee in great big circles, exploring the range of motion in your right hip. Our joints are meant to move. The right leg again to the sky. Take a great big step forward. Plant the back foot, open wide, warrior two. So legs as wide as they can go. Arms extending from our shoulders parallel to the ground. One arm reaches back with gratitude to the lessons we've learned in the past. The other arm reaches forward with gratitude for the opportunities in our future. But our heart, our mind, our life is in between the two, in the present. Breathe and explore this footprint, teaching us again about our body, about the way we deal with things. Now bend the right arm. Without moving the legs, let's point left fingers to the sky. Side angle pose. An amazingly beautiful opening for the body. Let your heart begin to roll up toward the sky. Feel yourself full of space and freedom. Explore how open you can really be. Now let that top arm reach back toward the mirrors as we begin a great big circle. Left hand touches our back leg. It grazes the mat just beneath us. And as the left fingers point to the front of the room, let's straighten our right leg. And we roll that left arm up to the sky into an amazing triangle pose. Feel the straight lines in your body. The legs are straight, the spine is straight, the arms form a straight line. Let your eyes follow the straight line of your left arm all the way up to the sky. Feel the space inside of you. Create super highways for your energy to flow. Let this pose be a celebration from your heart, through your body, like a prayer. Now fold that triangle back down to the mat. We'll plant our hands here and step back to side plank with the right hand on the mat. So your starting place for this pose will either be plank pose, where you roll open sideways, or you can come down onto all fours first, extending the left foot to the back of the mat, left arm to the sky. Arms again form that long straight line as our eyes look up to the ceiling. Heart rolling open, lifting off the floor. And then back to the mat again. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take our exhale back again to down dog. And then we take knees to the mat. Let's come to all fours. So walk your hands back until they're underneath your shoulders. And with an inhale, let's reach your right arm up to the sky. Exhale, slip that right arm under the left, coming to the shoulders if it's possible. Now the left arm can stay on the mat or it can reach to the sky. Again, twisting our spine, lubricating our spine. Now let that twist unwind. Come back to the mat, sitting down onto the heels. With an inhale, reach all the way up, standing up onto the knees. Hands to a prayer, exhale. Sinking down, that prayer comes to our heart. Back to all fours again for other side. Now the left arm reaches to the sky. Exhale, slip that left arm under the right. Come to your shoulder if that's a possibility. Arm on the mat or to the sky. Breath flows, smooth as silk. And then the twist unwinds. Again, we sit down onto our heels. Inhaling, rising up to find a prayer above us. Exhale, take that prayer to your heart. Reaching arms out to the front of our mat, spreading fingers open wide. Let's curl our toes, downward facing dog. Left leg up into the air. Now bring left knee to the chest. Let's shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Pull the left leg in tight to your body. Keep your breath flowing. And then left leg again to the sky, where we'll open the hip. Point knee to the ceiling, draw circles in the air. The head of the femur explores the space and the socket of the hip. And then left leg once again touches the clouds. Step forward with your great big step. Plant the back foot open wide, warrior two, other side. Foundation. Center of strength. Heart lifted and opened. Breathe here and explore. Finding the middle of our warrior two. Not the past, not the future, the present. Maintaining our strong legs, let's bend the left elbow and lay it across the left leg. Right fingers reach to the sky like a beam of light. Roll open, find space and freedom inside. Don't let the distractions of your thoughts return to take you away. Be here in this celebration right now. Right arm reaches back toward the mat back wall. Brushes against our back leg. Grazes the mat beneath us. And as the right hand points forward, we straighten the left leg. Rolling our body into the great big triangle. Feel your open body here. Not trying to reach to the floor, but instead coming to that place where you can line your body up in the optimal architecture of your body. Upper body aligned over the lower body to let us open the most. Heart to the sky. And then folding the triangle back to the mat. Let's plant our hands and step back. Side plank, this time with the left hand on the mat. So either beginning with plank pose or beginning with all fours. Open wide. Feel like you're levitating high above the floor, pushing away from the earth, reaching toward the heavens. And then folding back down. Let's step our way back again to Downward Facing Dog as we prepare to take our last standing series for today. Right leg once more reaches to the sky. Let's step the right foot forward. This time we'll walk our way around to the long side of our mat, where we'll take our hands to our thighs and lift ourselves to stand. Full body sun breaths. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Exhale, bend the knees, circle the arms all the way down to the earth. And then follow your breath. The sun may not be shining outside much today. We can shine through the light of our heart. Now with the next inhale, let the air whoosh through your fingers, hands joining in a prayer. Exhale, prayer to the heart. Hands to the hips, let's spill forward here. Hands come down to the mat as we walk our hands around now to the front of our mat. Plant both feet, turn them facing forward more now. And let's straighten the front leg, pyramid pose. Lengthen the spine. Find that place in this pyramid pose where your body says yes. Yes. And then if you find a place where your body says, no, that feels like too much for me today, go back to that place between the yes and the no. Relax and breathe. And then releasing hands to the mat, let's lay the back knee down. You can scoot it back a little deeper if you'd like as we come to crescent moon. Inhale, reach arms to the sky. Hands laced together like a steeple over our head. Lift upward. If it feels comfortable with your back, you can arch into a back bend here. Lifting up and away from your hips. And let's take hands back to the mat again. We'll walk our hands around to the long side of our mat once more. Again, taking hands to the thighs to lift up to stand. This time angling our feet so they point to the corners of our mat. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, bend the elbows. Pull the elbows back as if they could touch behind your back and begin to sink down into the hips. Bending the knees, we come into this pose of the goddess. Spine is still long. Feel your roots here. Feel your heart shining forward. Exploring. Inhale, burst up. Exhale, hands to the mat. Turn feet around to the long side of the mat again. Hands to the hips as we spill forward. Now we walk our hands around to the back of our mat, turning our feet along the way with both feet firmly rooted, straighten the legs, straighten the spine, pyramid pose. Using our back foot as a secure anchor. Yes, yes, yes. No, that's too much today. Find that place in between. Breathe and relax there. Releasing hands to the mat, now let's lay the back knee down. Remember that little deeper stretch if you'd like, taking the knee back farther. Inhale, arms to the sky. Hands laced together like a lantern to light our way. Arch into the back bend if it feels good for you. Know your body. Now let the moonbeams from your heart light the room. And hands return to the mat. Walking around again to the long side of our mat. Checking your foundation, hands to the thighs, standing up. One more pose here, a standing back bend. So really feel the feet on the mat. Pull energy up your legs like you're pulling up a pair of stockings. Let's take hands to our low back where we'll make fists. lifting the rib cage a little higher, extending the spine, we begin to roll the shoulders back. Heart lifts upward. So it's more important to feel in your back bend a sense of evenness, expansion, balance, than it is really to have an extreme range of motion. So distribute this back bend evenly throughout your back. Take a deep breath, feel the exhilarating nature of this back bend. Massage for the kidneys and the adrenals. Now slowly rise back up. Let hands shift around to the hips and we'll pour that back bend right into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the mat. We'll walk our hands around one more time to the front of our mat, turning our body along the way. Step back. It's our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. But from here we lay knees to the mat. We snuggle our hips back into our heels and we welcome ourselves back again to child's pose. So let your back body wrap around you like a warm blanket on this cold day. Child's pose, a place you can feel nurtured, comforted. And feel your back expanding with each breath. A chance for ourselves, our bodies, to take in what we've offered so far, to receive the gifts we've given. Slowly let your eyes turn back to the front of your mat, where we'll lay our hands down, spreading fingers open wide. We'll curl our toes under, and again reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with a nice long inhale, we gently rise all the way up again. Hands reach up once more to a prayer, and exhaling, that prayer returns to our heart. So we're ready now to begin balancing. Let's begin our balancing series on the right foot. So spread your right foot open wide, shift your center of gravity to the right. And we begin today with dancing Shiva. So let's inhale, reaching arms up into the air. Index fingers and thumbs come together like OK signs in our hands. Bend the elbows out so the upper arms are parallel to the ground. Begin to sink down into the right leg. And let's angle the left leg in space in front of the right. The dancing Shiva. Balance is an exercise of focus. So stay with your breath here. Maybe even finding a little focal point on the wall or the floor that deepens your concentration. Now lifting up, we wrap our arms around the left leg, pulling that leg high into the body. Let your heart lift and open. And tree pose. Let's take left leg out to the left side of our body. We'll take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Feel your roots here. Feel your center of strength, the trunk of your tree. And then if you feel steady, let your branches expand into the sky. Ever growing. And then returning to our heart, returning to the earth, we come back to 2 feet. Take a moment to reward your body with a little stretch, a little rest. And then let's begin that balancing series on the right, on the left leg. Spread your right foot wide, feel centered here. Arms to the sky, dancing Shiva. Index fingers, thumbs together, elbows open wide. Sinking down, we angle the right leg in space in front of the left. Head lifted by an invisible thread to the sky. Every breath is full and complete. And then rising up, we wrap arms around the right knee. We pull the leg into the body, heart lifted and opened. And tree pose. Open the right leg to the side, foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Finding our center first. And it's from that center that we expand into the tree we can become. Every tree is different. Every person unique. And then hands return to the heart. Feet return to the earth. Again, a reward for your body, a nice stretch. And then when you're ready, take a big breath in, reach to the sky. And with an exhale, we bow to the earth. Hands come to the mat, we walk our feet back. Again, releasing knees to the earth, hips to the heels, returning to the comfort of child's pose. This time with the added benefit of a side bend, walking hands off to the right, stretching the left side of the body. And then hands come forward again. And off to the left as we take a stretch for the right side of our body. Let your ribs open, create space in your side body. And then hands return once more to the mat. Fingers spread open wide. Let's curl our toes under. Hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. We move now into the longer, slower, deeper releases. Pigeon pose for our hips. Let's step the right foot forward. Bending the right knee, we take the right foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Take your time easing into a comfortable pigeon pose, knowing you're always welcome to take the reclining pigeon as an option. Heart can be lifted here or can be lowered. Close your eyes. Let every breath whisper, I'm letting go. I'm letting go. Letting go. Feel this pose in your right hip, where our hips are a storage bin of stress in our body. Open the lid of that storage bin and let the stress begin to leak out. With every breath, we erase a little more until our body feels happy and free and grateful. Hands returning to the mat again. Let's curl our back toes under and make our way back to downward facing dog. With the right hip feeling so much better now, let's offer that wonderful opening to the left side. Step the left leg forward, bend the knee. Foot drops in behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Take your time easing into your pigeon pose. Be a sculptor and sculpt this pose to fit your body best. Where for you do you find the best release? Now for your left hip. Let every breath whisper. Surrender. 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 One more time, return to the mat. We curl the right toes under as we step back to our last downward facing dog. Discover inside of you what makes a dog come to this pose every day. And then when you're ready, release knees to the mat. Crossing our ankles, we'll swing our hips over the top of our feet and we come to sit. Let's extend our right leg, pulling the left foot to the inner right thigh. We'll turn our body so that it aligns with the right leg. And with an inhale, let's lift up as we ground our hips down. And then exhale, tip the hips forward, close your eyes. Come to a forward bend over your right leg. Be where you are here, not trying to force your body into anything it's not ready for. It's okay to be where you are. Meeting our body where it needs to be. Breathing in and out, slowly, deeply.
And with the right hand remaining at the right leg, let's circle the left arm up to the sky. And then we'll carve a space over to the right as we come to a big, beautiful side bend. Feel this in the left side of your body. Roll your left shoulder toward the ceiling so your heart can peek upward. And then bring the left hand up to the sky again, and let's set it down behind our left hip. Now reaching right under the sky, we stand up onto the left knee, arch and back. And come back to sit. Now let's change the sides of this pose, extending the left leg, pulling the right foot to the inner thigh, addressing the left leg with our body, inhale, reaching up, lifting inside. Exhale, tilt the hips, close the eyes, come forward. Just relaxing, patiently waiting for our body to invite us in. These forward bends may feel a little more available now that we've spent time opening our hips. So just relax and breathe and work with your body, not against it. Now with the left hand remaining at the left leg, let's circle right arm to the sky. And then we curve over into the big, beautiful side bend toward the left. Right side of the body now receives this opening as we roll our right shoulder to the sky. Find a place where your heart can still look up and be seen by the sky. And then reach right arm up again. Laying the right hand behind our right hip, we bring the left arm to the sky, standing on to the right knee. And come back. Now let's take our feet onto the mat and gently lower down onto the floor. So our practice moves now all the way down. Bring your knees into your body. Hug them into your body and rock side to side a little as you find that place where you feel comfortably centered on your mat. And now we take abdominal strengthening. So let's lay our hands down beside our mat, our body. Or you can walk hands under your hips if you worry at all about your low back. Now pull your belly in. Let's engage our abs strongly as we reach legs up to the sky. Slowly now lower the heels of those straight legs down toward the ground. Before they come to the earth, pull knees back into the body as we make circles with our knees and legs. Keep breathing in and out as you move slowly through these circles, really focusing on strengthening the core to support our back, to protect our organs, to give us a powerhouse within our body. Now take one more circle in this direction. When that circle is complete, bring knees into the body, take a rest. Recommit to strong belly, to soft face. This time push the legs straight ahead and then lift them to the sky as we reverse those circles, bringing knees into the body again. One more circle. And that circle with knees into the body again. Rock side to side. Come on to your center and roll your knees around in circles now. And then take those circles in the opposite direction. Like you're stirring up your hips and abdomen. And then return to center.
We're ready now to move into inversions. So if you feel safe and comfortable taking a shoulder stand, very carefully lift hips and legs up above the shoulders. Hands on the back, support your body here. Or another option, if you prefer not to go to a shoulder stand, would be a bridge pose. Feet firmly planted, toes and knees pointing straight ahead. Pushing feet into the floor lifts hips to the sky into a bridge. Now be where your body's happy. Let yourself have a few moments here to enjoy the feeling of detoxifying and decompressing. Keeping neck and head very still. Inversions are like a little moment of a fountain of youth, rejuvenating. So take a few moments to sip breaths from that fountain of youth, to let all the benefits of being here come to you. Now slowly, carefully, and gently, just one vertebra at a time, allow yourself safely back to the mat. When you've come all the way down again, if you've been in the bridge pose, give your knees a little hug. There's a back bend in that bridge you'll want to release. And now let's take fish pose. Lifting our hips, we'll slip our hands underneath our hips. Extending legs onto the floor, sit on your hands, and let's tuck elbows underneath our back. Roll shoulders back, let heart lift to the sky. Head falls back as we open our throat, our heart, our collarbones. Now let the chin come back first. And with a long back neck, we lower ourselves again to the floor. Hands slip out from under the hips. And let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Now get as long as you can be here as we prepare to take one final twist, one last gift for our back. Reach down for the right knee. Pull that leg in towards your body and then guide it across to the left. Look to the right and let yourself surrender. Breathing in and out as we let go more and more. Twist permeates deeper into our body. Every breath brings healing and release. Now let the left hand slip away. Allow your body to roll back onto your mat and make your way back to that place where you feel centered. Extend the legs, reach the arms, walk the shoulders and hips away from each other until you're as long as you can be. This time reaching down for the left leg, pulling it toward the heart and then over to the right. Look left. Let go. Now the right hand lets go. For the last time, we make our way back to the mat again. We find ourselves back to the center of our mat. At this time, feel free to grab something warm as you now come to the final relaxation. Surrender your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Hands open to the sky in a gesture of receptivity. We've given ourselves these gifts. Now let's receive them. Let your body have this time to absorb everything you've done into its cellular memory. Let the healing energy you've awakened travel through you now. Yoga is not a pose, it's not a breath. It's a journey back to our heart, to our source of joy and inspiration. If we were forced to name them, the biggest obstacles to peace are ourselves and the world around us. Often en route to the truth of our soul, we get stuck in ourselves or lost in the world. Still, we carry the treasured essence within us. It is so near, though it seems so far. More often than not, we need to stop moving and thinking and fixing and simply reach within ourselves. Embrace this stillness. Center yourself. If there is something you're running from, breathe in and out and slow down. Let it catch up to you. If there is something you're trying to reason away, breathe in and out. Let it touch you. Be still, and as you breathe, let your struggles with the world touch you, and then move on by. Now reach, if you can, with your breath for the treasure waiting within. Reach, if you can, with your breath for the treasure waiting within. At this time, you can choose to stay here, enjoying this relaxation for as long as you would like to. Or if you're ready now, to begin moving on to the rest of your day. Take a moment first to offer yourself your own closure, a closure that's meaningful for you. And when you've had the opportunity for your own closure, whether it's now or sometime later, begin your transition by rolling over onto your right side. Just allow yourself to be here for a few moments, feeling that connection that you've made with yourself, receiving the gifts you've offered, connecting to the treasure that lies within. And then when you're ready for the final transition, again, whether it's now or later, gently ease your way back to your seated position, allowing our starting place to become our ending place. But take a deep breath. Feel your body grounded to the earth and yet lifted to the sky. Heart wide open. Connected. Present. So now take a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And now once more, let's release our neck and let our head flow from side to side. And now returning to center. With an inhale, let your arms float on a wave of breath all the way up to a prayer. Let's take that prayer to our forehead for connection in our thoughts today. To our lips for connection in our words. And to our heart for connection in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a wonderful day. Stay warm. Stay safe.